This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're going to tackle somebody's issue in their relationship. We call it Great Mate Debate. We have Jenny and Heath, and they are...
They're having a disagreement about Jenny's parents and how to move forward.
I think Jenny won the toss here, so she gets to go first. Jenny?
Yay.
What's happening?
So my husband Heath and I are married happily with two tween daughters. And unfortunately, my parents recently split up due to my father having an affair.
Yikes. Okay.
After almost 50 years of marriage. So imagine that.
Whoa!
I'm sorry.
I know we don't need to get down in the weeds on this or anything, but like, was he having an affair for a long time and just finally got caught? Or, I mean, that doesn't matter. It doesn't, like, that just sucks. I'm sorry.
Thank you. And the short answer is yes, but yeah, it is bad. And so, to be honest with you, I'm devastated. It's just been so ugly. I feel so bad for my mom. My heart is breaking. And so, I really just don't want to deal with my dad. Like, I want to cut him out of my life. I want to cut him out of my children's lives.
Wow.
And, you know, I don't think they should be around him. I think he was careless, he was selfish, and he should have known there were consequences. And he doesn't deserve to be around them after what he did to not only my mom, but the whole family. He embarrassed us. It's horrible.
Okay. You think the consequences of infidelity is losing your entire family?
Yes, I think it is. This went on for way too long. And, you know, without getting into detail, you know, I'm the one that found out everything. So maybe I'm even more bitter because of that. But okay. I just don't want my daughters to, like, be looking at their grandfather with this admiration that they always do and not know the truth. They deserve to know the truth, and they're old enough where they will understand in some capacity. And I want to set them up for success, not you know, be like living this lie. I can't be fake. I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's get your adoring husband in here, Heath.
Yai.
What's your angle on this?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's terrible, and I understand like, there's going to be fallout from it, but they're tweens. Like, they're definitely not old enough to understand all the intricacies, or like, I don't think you can just tell them a little bit. I think you have to tell them the whole thing at that rate, and then that's like a whole other discussion, and it just sort of changes the way in which they approach their grandfather. He's family, after all. I mean, like, look, obviously there's still going to be problems, but he loves his granddaughters, and that's never going to change. And, like, yeah, are we going to be, like, hanging out and, like, wanting to do a lot of things? Not right off, but, like, you know, people make mistakes, and, like, I'm just, like, I'm not going to have him, like, over and hang out. But, like, over time, like, he's still their grandfather. I mean, how are you, like...
So you want to leave him in their life, and you think the only way is to hide what happened in the failed marriage?
No. I mean, it's not like we're going to pretend that they're not divorced or that there's an issue. I mean, I'm going to be just going to go out on a limb and suggest that he's going to have a girlfriend pretty soon if we were to, like, ask him.
Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, this has been going on long enough. Okay. Yeah, but this has been going on long enough that, like, they're gonna still be together, I'm sure. Anyway, that aside, we're gonna have to explain to the kids what's going on. Tell them, like, you can't see them. What if they want to see them? Like, what if they say, we don't care? We love our grandpa.
Right. Okay, but let me just ask you a question, okay? Like, I know that you love our daughters more than anything in the world. How would you feel if they got married and the person they married cheated on them and had an affair? Would you not go after them? Would you not be, like, ready to do anything
jail
to protect them?
No. Yeah, he's answer's accurate.
Yeah.
You know, you said before, like, oh, it's family. Yeah, it is family, and we're supposed to stick together. And, like, he didn't even say, listen, guys, I'm going through something. I'm not in love with your mother, or I need help. Like, he's just been carrying on this affair for so long.
Yeah.
For him to not even consider all of us is disgusting. But,
I mean,
you know, you're,
that's,
your father,
that's you and him.
Girl.
That's you and
not,
him.
No,
that's
you
not
should
our
not
daughter.
Okay.
Hey, Heath. Do you have a closer relationship with your father-in-law rather than mother-in-law?
No, I mean, they're not. I mean, this is going to sound terrible. They're not my parents, really. So, like, they're lovely people. I now have a different opinion of my father-in-law, but he's still my father-in-law. Like, it's not like
he's still the girl's
somehow
grandpa.
He's still grandpa.
But he devastated me. Like, I don't know how you don't understand that. Like, okay. I am your wife.
Why are you trying to explain it to our daughters? I'm not saying don't be devastated. I'm not saying I'm not defending it. I think it's terrible. I have a hard time looking him in the eye.
Listen, Heath, we live in a different world
like
than
sour the relationship.
Right, but we live in a different world than the way you and I grew up. We grew up a bit more sheltered. Things weren't the same. There was no social media. Like, the girls understand about a lot of things, and
they're probably very aware.
You know, like, they're not. These are very smart girls, and I'm not just saying that because they're my daughters. They're very smart girls. They're very aware. And how about this? Like, I will tell them, I'll leave out all the gruesome details, but I am going to tell them. They deserve to know that their grandfather...
I feel like you're going to tell them either way, no matter what people say, but, like, I think it's destructive because they're at an age that they hold all of our family in high regard. And lots of people have done stupid things and terrible things. Not as bad as this, yes. But, like, why are we telling them, like... Let them just be
kids. They need to
like,
know how they shouldn't be treated.
Yeah.
You should be devastated for my mother.
They need to know that people can let you down.
I know, but I mean, I'm just saying.
You can teach that lesson without being like, hey, look at Grandpa. He's a philanderer.
Yeah.
So how do I tell my daughters every time that my dad wants to come around, grandpa's coming over, I have to go out, I have to go away, I'm working. Like, I don't want
to
sit there and lie to them. Like, we don't have to lie to them. We'll arrange it so that they're not there. Girls, and now we're going against what we're teaching them. So now we're hypocrites. Do you want to be a hypocrite?
No, you're not. Are we lying to them that they're getting divorced? No.
But they deserve to know the truth. I've never said why I got a divorce. I mean, it's nobody's business. I'm not telling you how to parent your kid. And if Jenny, you're so hurt, we need people. You're clearly hurt, and it is your parents, and you're allowed to make some decisions here. But it's like, to me, as somebody who's been a victim of cheating in more than one relationship, I think it's terrible what that feels like. But you're doing a punishment that doesn't fit the crime. I mean, you cheat and you lose your relationship, but you don't suddenly stop being a grandfather. You don't lose your job. You shouldn't. Like, you're saying he's a terrible person, so he should be cut off from society. It's like, he's not a child molester. He just cheated on his wife.
I know,
and I'm not saying that's okay, but it's not
that. Nobody would stay in their marriage. But if everybody thought that way, nobody would stay in their marriages. Like, oh, no big deal. Just, you know, like,
we don't have to go, like, have holidays with him. Like, Maybe he misses out on some of those big things.
You know that's what it's going to turn into. And he's going to bring that little.
And what if our daughters? What if our daughters forgive him? What are you going to do?
I have to respect them. I will give them the opportunity, I guess, to forgive them. I'm not going to forbid them. I guess if they're like, "Mommy, we're okay with it. I love him," but I don't think that's going to be the reaction. I really don't. They're tweens. They're not like 5. You know what I mean? They understand what's going on. And
so you're manipulating their opinion, like, instead of letting them form it on their own.
They don't love my father any more than
my mother. Why don't they ask him? Once you tell them when they're divorced, if they have a question, they should ask him.
Okay.
You can explain it to them. He's going to do what he always does and dance around it.
Guys, hang on. This is obviously really raw, so just everybody hang on. We're going to get a jury for you. Don't move.
Deep breaths.
Yeah, 303-222-5423 if you want to chime in.
I don't.
If you've can help them, if you've been through
she's
it.
She's hurt, and she's allowed to cut her father off, but I don't think you immediately cut.
But there are consequences to your actions, as far as, like, it's not just the person that you're cheating on that you're hurting. It's everyone in their life.
Like, you think that's a reasonable consequence to cut him off from his grandchildren because he can't? I
don't know, because it's just like the kids are kind of an extension of her.
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of like you knew that you were betraying not only his wife, but also his daughter, who then his daughter is going to be upset and not want to be around you, which kind of means the kids. I don't know that. I don't think it fits the crime, but I understand. I definitely understand what she's coming
for
from.
Sure.
Of like, he messed up.
Well, you guys get to decide. Do they cut the grandkids off entirely? Do they tell the grandkids he's a cheater, but does he deserve to be ostracized from society as a result? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are trying to help out Jenny and Heath. Basically, her parents just broke up because of infidelity, and she wants to cut her dad out of her life entirely, which includes cutting her dad out of their daughter's lives.
Mm-hmm.
But which seems...
Yeah, is it fair that they lose their grandpa just because he did something bad, but also there are consequences for your actions?
Does anybody honestly believe... Like, you haven't probably. You've cheated, Aaron.
How dare you? No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. I just kind of assumed. You've never cheated?
Absolutely not. That is... I've definitely
cheated in my life. But I never thought that one of the consequences... The consequences are I'm jettisoning this relationship. And that's it.
But this relationship comes with his daughter, his daughter's children. Like, his daughter's not going to be happy about it when she found out.
I'm just... Okay. Jenny, Heath, we have jury members here. Feel free to jump in with them if you'd like. Let's start with Jason.
Hey, hello. How are you? Yay.
Hey, hello. How are you? Hi.
Whose side are you on?
So I'm on his side. I mean, I'm a parent. I'm a grandfather. I've been through this stuff. And I mean, this is driving me nuts. This world always putting the kids in the middle. The freaking kids love their grandpa. They love their grandma. No matter what the grandparents done, why take it out on the kids? Why separate them? No. Hey, grandma and grandpa's going through something right now. They're going to live at their own places, you know, but they love you kids. And you kids should love them and give, you know, and just, I mean, geez.
But so, Jason, you're saying you're saying to admit that they're divorcing, but don't tell the kids the truth?
I mean, why? I mean, these kids got their own lives, and now we're going to start talking to them about divorce and this and that. And it's like, no, the bottom line is that's their grandparents. They love them for whatever. Grandpa takes them fishing. Grandma takes them shopping. Do this, do that. That's all they know. Why do they need to know about the ugliness, you know? I don't want my grandkids or my kids to know the ugliness. Hey, we have problems. It's like, come on. Leave the kids love their grandparents as the grandparents love them.
Thank you for the call, Jason. Any comment on that, Jenny?
I have a comment. I mean, I'm holding my tongue here. You know, you keep saying why? Well, why didn't my father think of not only the grandkids, but his own children when he
didn't think he was going to get caught. That's why.
Oh, my gosh.
Brutal honesty from me.
He didn't think he was going to ever have to deal with any of this. If he thought
that doesn't make it right.
I thought he would have done it.
Yeah. No, I mean, okay, let's just keep going here. Renee.
Whoa. Yeah, I saw my dream and toddler right now.
Yeah, okay. Well, whose side are you on and your toddler?
Anyways, hold on just a second. Okay, you guys can both be right. There is definitely a gray area with this situation. Definitely let them know and communicate what's going on, but I don't think he necessarily needs to be cut out completely. And, you know, Mom, if you don't want to be around him, that's a good place where communication can come in. Be like, look, you guys can see Grandpa, but I don't want to be here. So I think there's definitely a gray area, but definitely communicate what's going on because you definitely don't want them learning that that's an acceptable behavior. Me being from a broken home, I can say for sure that I picked up on habits of my father. So communication is key.
Thank you for the call. I don't know what side your toddler was on there, but Christina?
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
Not the mother's side, that's for sure.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Why?
Unfortunately, the whole thing happened to me when I was a child, and my mother wouldn't allow me to see my father.
Oh,
and
wow.
I didn't know him ever. He died. I never knew him. I never knew his family. He was one of five brothers. I didn't know my grandparents. I didn't know my uncles. I didn't know anybody. And I only met the only living relative on my father's side 3 years ago.
Wow.
And it's really sad. I have three half-sisters that I met two of at the same time I met my uncle. And you really can't, I mean, this is my opinion, you can't put your values on your children. You have to let them form their own values. If they have opinions, you got to let them come to their opinions on their own.
So, Christina, even though your father, according to your mother, your father wasn't a great guy, but you still wanted the opportunity to meet him.
For yourself.
Yeah, see for yourself.
I know he wasn't. He got a 16-year-old pregnant. So I know he wasn't a good person. But that doesn't mean I didn't want to know him.
Wow.
Thank you for the call, Christina. I know that's really raw. Jenny, I don't know how to say this, but like we could pick up a whole bunch more lines that are all on Heath's side. Basically, people are saying these are adult problems, and even though your kids are tweens, you don't need to expose your kids to these problems.
I mean, that last caller definitely like got to me. I'm willing to compromise. That's what I'm getting out of this. I'm willing to sit down with you, Heath, and like, I guess just figure out the best way we can both win. I mean, I don't. I'm talking from a place of pain. Like, I hope everybody understands. Like,
honey, I know.
I'm in pain. I love my father. Like, he's the first man I ever loved and taught me how to love and be loved. And I can't believe he did this. I'm just in shock and I'm hurt. And
but you learned how to do all that from him, and even though he's flawed, so it's not like your daughters or our daughters being around him is going to be something detrimental. They're going to see how we treat each other, and that's what they should ascribe to.
There you go.
Yeah, I like that.
Hang on, guys. Jenny, you genuinely do not have to see this dude. You don't. So just know that. Nobody's going to force you, but that is going to be a fun dinner conversation tonight.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Aaron's got a lot of questions about a relationship hack.
You weren't even looking. I was doing hand stuff.
I don't
want
to look at you when we're talking.
Yeah, he's got quite the puppet show going on.
We're like brother and sister. And so when I don't want to picture you making out.
You are the one that said that Hinge has made statues dedicated to me.
Yes, and it makes me uncomfortable, the amount of people you're currently sleeping with.
It's zero at the moment. Thank you very much.
Well, at the moment, because you're at work. Yeah. But I've seen the same car driving by on Syracuse like four times. Like your Tinder profile. Are you still on Tinder or just Hinge?
No, I'm on both.
You are?
And Raya, yeah.
Oh, yeah, bring up Raya one more time.
Hinge isn't enough.
Where do you get the most hits?
Hinge.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't do Bumble?
No, I don't know why I don't. I don't want to. That's.
But Bumble, you have to initiate, and sounds
yeah,
like
that's
you're
why
pretty
I don't
good
want
at
to.
That.
Oh.
Here's the hack. It's weird to say hack with you in the room.
Yeah, that's okay.
You have to kiss for 6 seconds every day.
I believe that. I agree with that.
You kiss for 6 seconds
mm-hmm.
every yeah. day.
Well, kiss who? No, yeah, of course. Yeah, my wife and I.
You?
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Like, what is kiss for 6 seconds? Because, hold on, I'm trying to get a stopwatch out.
It's not like a total of like 6 seconds every day. It's one kiss minimum for 6 seconds.
And
is it one? Is it one peck that you're just holding
lip
to lip
anymore?
Beep, beep, beep.
I don't think just being lipped, because there's two different. Okay, there's two
like
different stories out there.
Smooch.
What does a passionate smooch mean to you?
Get over here.
Sorry, I have to cover her eyes when she says this. No, what? Like, does it have to be? Like, is your.
You couldn't just say, like, with tongue?
Well, I mean...
No, I feel like...
Because there's with tongue where he's like, just get it a little wet around there, and you're still kind of like... Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Enough with
like,
the hand movement.
I don't know what to do! There's two different stories in our stories of the day, basically. One is about the kiss thing, and the other is there was that thing recently where they told you if your marriage is in trouble or whatever... If your relationship isn't going great, to sit down and lock eyes, like make prolonged eye contact. And I think they've figured out that that's a bad thing. It doesn't do what we thought it was going to do.
Hmm.
Like, because I just can't imagine, like, when my marriage was just seriously, like, the pirate ship was washing up onto the rocky shore. It's like sitting there and that's not going to solve it.
No, but I don't know that... Once it gets to that point, I don't know that a passionate smooch will either, but I think it's important to do every day.
They say the passionate smooch, it releases whatever that thing is that you release when you breastfeed. Oxytocin. Yes, that.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Do you feel the rush of oxytocin while you're kissing your wife for 6 seconds?
I don't know. I've never breastfed, so is it the same?
What are you doing now?
No, but I think it's not, like you mentioned tongue. I think the tongue is not involved. Tongue, to me, like making out, you're kind of going somewhere. I think it's still important to do, and sometimes it's important to do even if it's not going somewhere. But I think just the passionate smooch, like for instance, I get up with my son first thing, my wife sleeps in, then she gets up with our daughter. So when she comes down, we like greet each other, give a big hug, and then just a kiss.
In front of the kids.
Yeah.
Definitely in
front of the kids.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Intentionally in front of the kids, I would say. Because I want them to see...
What a healthy relationship is like.
Well, that Poppy loves Mommy and Mommy loves Poppy. Like, that's... I think that's important for them to see.
Why don't I set up bleachers in your bedroom? Show them exactly how much...
No, that's different.
Okay.
They're not old enough yet.
Can you, on your microphone...
Okay.
Can you show me what that kiss looks like?
Okay.
You're okay when he does it, but you can't even look
He's
at me.
He's a guy. I don't even. You're my little sister.
Are you timing me?
Yeah, hold on.
Do I have to close? Is it weirder if I close my eyes when I do it, or if I leave them open?
Do you?
While you guys are.
Okay, oh, that brings up a totally other subject. Aaron, yes. Hinge girl, do you ever kiss with your eyes open, or do you always kiss with your eyes closed?
Most of the time closed, but I have no problem just opening them up.
Is it weird then when you open your eyes and you're both like, hi!
No, like, I kind of like it.
You do? Because it's yeah. like, I'm from the school that you're supposed to close your eyes, but I don't like it. I want to...
I do the same thing.
I want to see.
I take a peek. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
A peek?
Yeah.
So you're just like one eye, you're trying to, like you're the little kid trying to pretend you're asleep to your parents. Like, no, I swear to God, I'm sleeping.
I think it's fine, even if you lock, like you said, if you look at each other, it's just like, yeah, this is awesome, isn't it?
I don't know.
And there's
right?
nothing wrong with like, I love laughing in between two. I don't know.
In between kissing?
Yeah. Okay.
That's well, never... I don't know. Like, there has to be something funny. I'm just saying.
Yeah, not if we're like really serious and passionate. No, but like
if
in the fun.
You're making out and you're like. No.
In like the fun.
What was that?
In my experience, that's never good.
Okay, hold on. I get my stopwatch. I don't know. Should I look away from Hack? Because if you leave your eyes open and you make out with, here's my favorite. Don't do that face.
Okay. I'm ready.
Here's
I'm ready
the fun thing. This studio is also used by the morning show.
Oh, no. Don't remind me of that.
So, okay. That mic foam has been used by somebody okay. else. Here All we right. go. Make out with your wife.
Wait, you're taking your lips off. Does that count? I thought
that
it had
was
to be...
5.5 seconds, and that was...
Okay. Well, this microphone's not quite as hot as my wife, so I'm not as into it.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So my son, I think today was the day he was filling out college applications. Like he's worked on his essay and I think he's got a letter of recommendation from a teacher. Like I don't know all the things.
I think you need a couple.
What?
No, I thought you need a couple letters.
You do?
I thought so. Huh.
Like you either need the letters. Now a lot of the schools don't even care about your ACT or your SAT. Like ever since COVID, maybe they're just kind of like, if you have a score, like send it, but like you don't have to. And then you can also super score. Do you know what that is?
No.
No. What is that?
It sounds fake.
No. It is fake because it doesn't really prove it. No, it's like if you go take the ACT and then like you crush the math, like you got a 32 on the math or whatever, but you're the other things you were just like trash. Then you can go back. Take it again and just who cares about the math? Don't even just skip it. Like you don't have to do it because you've already got a 32, but like then really concentrate on this and like whatever. And then they'll super score it. They'll go like, we'll take your 32 from math from the first time you took it. We'll take your
highest score from English or whatever.
They super score it. So then all of a sudden your ACT could go from being like a 28 to like a 30 something.
Well, that's it's absolutely fake.
It's cheating, right?
Yeah. It's just like
you didn't prove that you have the knowledge.
If you were like running
day,
the mile and you're like, we'll just focus on the first two laps and come back another and we'll do and
right,
we'll
put
it's like,
I
well,
agree.
That's not, it's not how I run the mile. That's
you have to be able to do it all at once.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
okay, that's it. Okay.
I'm just saying that's how ratchet it is now.
I think the schools stopped taking the ACT and SAT scores when they just realized, oh, you'll just give us money. Yeah, you're in. Congrats. Yeah. You're in.
Okay, that's what
tuitions do, though, but you're in.
That's one of the things. I remember applying for schools and like I got into all the schools I wanted to get in, but my ACT was like huge. Noah's like actually concerned. He's like, God, I hope I get, he wants to go to Creighton potentially, he wants to go to CU potentially, TCU, Arizona schools, like different stuff. Nothing in Iowa, oddly. but he's like, I wonder if I'll get in. Don't they just now go like, hey,
you're in.
Do you have the following qualifications? A pulse?
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
That's the second one. Like, we'll talk about that in 10 years.
Right. So don't even worry. A social security number that we can attach a student loan that will follow you like forever. Like,
Do you want to know CU Boulder's acceptance rate?
Sure.
According to Google, it's 80%.
Shut up.
80.
So you.
You want to know? Creighton's a little tougher, though, to be fair. You want to know Creighton's?
Sure.
77.
Oh, God. So he's going to get in anyway.
He'll get in,
of
course. Yes.
So here's the deal. There's a story out today that says people of this generation, like a quarter of them are not going to college anymore.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I feel like
that.
This is 100% due to THAC eroding the university system. You don't believe in it. You've literally, I didn't want to out you on the air. I don't know if you called me a coward or you called me something. You were like, if you had half a brain in your head, you'd take the money that you were going to give in tuition and give it to Noah and have him start a business.
Absolutely. Yeah. It has never made sense to me that if a kid says, I have an idea for a business and I'd like to take out $50,000 to start this business, people would go, you're absolutely nuts. No way. Way too young. That's irresponsible. But if a kid says, I have literally no idea what I want to do with my life, but I would like to take out $200,000 so I can go figure it out, they would go, why are you even asking? Here's the money. Of course. I mean, that's the smart thing to do. And that doesn't make sense to me.
But so you think, do you think I should discourage, because this is now a wave. You're right. It's way too much money. Mm-hmm. It will be more than $200,000 to go to Creighton.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right? Yep.
Yeah.
My brother's trying to get him to go to DU. Like, do you want to talk about how much that would be? I don't even want to know. Do you know how much you spent, Aaron?
No, but I was at CU Denver.
Is that cheaper?
Yeah.
University of Denver only accepts 78% of people.
So what do you want me to, I'm giving you one chance. What do you want me to do with my son?
For me personally, the idea of, I understand you've saved up over the 18 years that he's been alive.
Plans,
yeah,
yes.
So you have all this money.
Yes.
And for me, and there's the tax implications and all of that. For me personally, the idea of saving all that money, whether it's in a school plan, whether it's in my retirement or just my bank, like the idea of having that money and then just turning to some university and going, here, I would never do that. I could never do that because it's way too much money. And the return on the salary that you're going to make just because of that college diploma doesn't match necessarily. Yeah. Now, if you want to be a lawyer, if you want to be a doctor, there are exceptions where you need to go. Right. But I think most of them, especially the liberal arts, which is what I went and did. So I know, like, you do not need
and
it.
And look at you now.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
You've been so mean today.
I have not been mean. Okay.
Don't make her cry.
We want to talk about, I don't know if this was a Reddit thing or what it was, but it was like, people are talking about the smallest thing that made you cry. I don't think I cry over small things.
Really? You only big things? What would be a big thing that's made you cry?
You cry over golden buzzers.
Buzzer.
Everything golden. Just sounds so funny to me right now.
I don't know if you guys can tell, but Aaron has a cold, and so it's just like, you're driving me nuts right
so
now.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, but I don't think that's a small thing. Like, I'm thinking about, like, some of the things people are saying is like, move back to my town, so excited to go to my favorite Chinese place, order the egg rolls because they're my favorite thing, and they change the recipe. And then she just lost it.
Mm. Valid. Like,
that's not valid.
Yeah.
It's like, it's an egg roll.
Okay, you travel for, you move to a different state for 15 years, you come back to El Jardín. You go for a Slackerita.
I can tell them how to make it. I'll watch them and I'll walk them through it.
They change the recipe.
You can't change the recipe because it's all fresh stuff. It's fresh lime juice.
You left. They changed it.
Or what if they didn't change it? You just go, I'll take a Slackerita. And they go, who?
Oh, that's even better.
Oh, there you go. That's
a tea hackerita.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hackerita. All right.
I see the tears welling
up now.
These
are crying words. These are fighting words. No, I cry over cancer videos. I cry over...
Those are real. What about when you move? I've cried every time I moved.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even places I didn't like, then you're so excited to get out, and then you do that one last lap when it's just an empty house, and you cry.
You cry?
Absolutely. Yep.
What?
Because there's all the memories and stuff in there, and then it's weird
you
to see it empty.
The place.
Yeah, but you're like, oh, I'm actually leaving. You know, like this. It's kind of like
cry,
I'm
be
calling.
Happy.
Yeah, but I'm calling my own bluff a little bit of like, man, I always wanted to be out here, and then it's like, okay, then go. And you're like, but I don't know.
Okay. The reason this whole thing started with Aaron thinking I'm mean, I'm like, Aaron cries about everything.
So?
Everything.
Like, and
when
nothing.
Yes. Like you've cried. But you've had some serious things happen
in the
last year.
Yeah.
But then when you're already emotionally tilted.
Yeah.
Then just the small, like.
Something literally happened this week where I have a picture to show you guys that my sister-in-law sent. And it is a tiny bird that needed cardboard shoes to straighten its toes. Look it! He's little girly toes. He needed cardboard shoes.
And you cried over
that? I did.
Over cardboard shoes on a bird.
Yeah.
We're putting that up on social media, so everyone, and we need you to text into 51059 if you shed a tear over cardboard Crocs on a bird.
They're not even brand name. It's cute. It's very cute. I could get there. I like to cry. Sometimes I'll just like pull up on YouTube the opening scene of Up. Just because I feel like I just like need
mean.
A cry.
Yeah.
See, but that's not
I just
the,
need it.
Like, I will take any cry stories, but like, I want to get down into the weeds of like the smallest thing in the world. I don't even remember why I was already upset about other things. This is a stupid one, and I'm probably going to. Okay. Does anybody else, when you eat, as you're eating, you're like, ooh, like, so let's say you're eating a burrito and you're like, the black beans in this are really good, but, and then you get a little black bean and pico and you're like, ooh,
the God, perfect
that,
bite.
That, and you like, you save your last perfect bite.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to end my meal. And oftentimes, if it's dinner, I'm ending my night with that. I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink anything else. I'm not going to do anything else. I'm not even going to have a piece of gum. I have crafted my last bite. And I put my last bite in my mouth and it was perfect. And I'm like, oh, I'm set. This is now my ex-wife. And she had some pork chop piece of crap thing that she was like, does this taste weird? And went and shoved it into my mouth. And it ruined. And I was like, it was crazy, but I couldn't stop it. And I was like,
no.
I'm in the restaurant, like
hyperventilating,
losing it. It's just that chortle, that thing you do when you're like.
He's had several Slackeritas.
It was the worst. Like, she ruined it.
Oh no!
It's not just ruining a bite, because that bite was everything.
It was the moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the next the 4 hours of my mouth was going to be that flavor. Instead, and the only reason she wanted me to try it, she's like, does this taste funny?
So it's bad.
Yes.
On top of, yeah.
So it's, okay. No. That's, it's not worth crying over, but I did.
It is. Yeah, I think it is.
All right. If you've cried over something stupid, we want to hear what it is.
Oh, God. How did Dallas go so far for bird shoes?
303.
They're really cute.
303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
When I was younger, there was a junior college basketball team that was really, really good from and where I lived. They won like the national championship and we had season tickets, so we would go to all the games. It was awesome. And I remember going one time with my dad and watching them warm up and they're doing the light show and they're playing the jock jams, you know.
Okay.
Like I was there and I was like 7 or 8. I just remember feeling like I love this so much, and I just started crying.
I love that.
Just watching them play basketball. And I remember my dad kind of out of the corner of his eye was like, what's going on over there?
There's no child of mine, sissy.
Does anyone want to sit in between us? That was embarrassing.
I'm a little concerned. Are we going to be able to take calls on this without you two Nancy's just like
unhinged? I looked at the bird picture and I was fine this time, so.
Oh, okay. So there's certain things.
Yeah. Nancy?
Nancy's the name of the bird with the shoes. There's another person. I think a lot of the ones that are on this Reddit feed or whatever are hormonal women or pregnant, which is also means hormonal women. One of my favorites is her husband was like making mashed potatoes or whatever. And like there was an obviously, you ever seen an ugly potato?
Yeah.
It's got too many eyes on it and it's just kind of misshapen or whatever. And like he, instead of like peeling it or whatever, he was just like, threw it away.
What?
And no. She lost it. She was
That's
like,
it?
Cause it, she was like,
it's not the potato's fault.
Right. It's like that potato never got to realize its potential. It's like in the ground. It's like the ugly duckling. It's like it got watered and it got fed and it's like it grew up. It was just kind of. But you're going to peel its skin off and chop it up anyway. But the guy was like, no, it's just the unrealized potential of that potato's life.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like he should have like rehabbed the potato.
Or used the good parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, once you mix it all in with the other ones.
No one's going to know an ugly potato's in there.
Yeah. Okay.
But she was just visibly torn up about an ugly potato not getting. Okay.
I cry at concerts all the time, I feel like.
Sometimes I do.
When?
Yeah. How do you not? It's the music's loud. Everyone's together singing. And it's just like, wow.
It's
this
just
is
a moment.
Yeah. It's a moment.
I cried when Chris Stapleton did the national anthem, but that was it. Mm. But like, just at a concert, just here's Morgan Wallen going.
Yeah. Because it's like,
I'm
this is.
And you're like, what? Yeah. You cry?
I didn't cry at that one, but like, yeah.
You cried at Taylor Swift.
No. I would have.
What concert? Because I was there.
Yeah.
That's probably why I ruined it.
Yeah.
I cried at One Republic when they were at Red Rocks. It was my first show at Red
with
Rocks
the
with the symphony. And they were playing I Lived, the song he wrote for his sons. My wife was very pregnant at the time. She was the hormonal one, but somehow I was the one who ended up just bawling. It was so emotional. I'm thinking about my future son as he's singing this song. It's Red Rocks. Like, how could you not cry?
Okay. Well, the new margarita at El Jardin is going to be called the Nancy Rita.
Okay. I'm so honored.
If you're a crier, we want to hear the stupidest thing you cried over. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about crybabies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And?
Can we get through this?
I don't know.
All right, so we just
Aaron
know,
uses all the tissues up in the station. I don't know if we have enough.
It's kind of other things right now.
Yeah,
she's
I did have to get a new box today, but that's for different reasons.
All right, so we want to hear the stupid thing that made you cry, Randy.
Hey, yeah,
What are you crying over?
So this is going to hit close to your heart, there, Slacker. So I went to an omakase down in Nobu. With a lovely lady, and the chef just like presented us like at least four or five pieces, and it was like probably the highest grade, and I spilt sake, I spilt soy sauce, and I spilt the entire thing over everyone.
I
literally wanted to cry. I literally cried. Like, I was like, I didn't know what to do, and I was like,
oh my god.
So it's just like,
you ruined everybody's experience of like an omakase.
I know, it was, I was speechless. I just looked at the chef. I literally got up, I paid and left. I had no idea.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, buddy.
It was at least like $300 worth of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you're at Nobu, so it's like, yeah, it's, oh my God, Randy. Yeah, you can never go back there either.
Oh, I can't, I don't know if I can show my face there again. I am so embarrassed.
Oh my God, dude.
I still
want
to cry over it because you know how Nobu is.
Yes. I almost cried while you were telling the story. I was like,
oh, I've never seen you like that.
Oh my God, dude. That is awful. Thank you for the call.
I cry at sushi. There's no cheeseburger on the menu.
Okay.
You're also the spill guy, just so everyone knows.
We didn't need to get into that.
Alex?
Yai, guys.
Yai. What are you crying over?
Oh, man. You know, I'm terrible. I'm an emotional guy, and you know what? I like anime. So sometimes, like, a good anime, it just lets it out. It just makes me poor.
So you're
that doesn't make you terrible. Get after it.
Is it because they have the big eyes and they even almost have a tear in their eye?
And the storylines. I've never actually seen anime. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll watch movies and I'll watch different TV shows and I'm like indifferent. It doesn't matter. But when you watch a good anime, like the storyline is just so deep.
What? Okay, dude, you're freaking me out. Because now
you have to try it.
Where do you even find anime?
Oh, everywhere.
Like on everywhere. Netflix or Pornhub or.
Dude!
No, that's not crying.
They cry
You'd
after.
Be surprised!
Get the tissues!
Josh?
Yai.
Yai.
What are you crying over?
So, I dreamed about a car growing up as a child, finally got it as an adult, was in my garage working on it. Dropped a tool in the engine bay and it just disappeared on me. Looked for it for hours and just laid under the car crying.
Because is the car ruined because the tool's in there?
Well, I'm kind of a perfectionist, so just driving around the car knowing that there's a random tool floating around.
Maybe causing damage.
But now you're making me wonder about all the guys who slide under the cars. Is everyone just crying under there?
That's what it's for.
I need one of those.
I remember.
I'll slide under the table.
It's so funny. I remember my brother was under the car for a really long time, and I came out there, and I was like, come out, and I tried to hand him a donut, and he wouldn't come out. And when he finally did slide out, he was bawling.
Really?
Like, guys sometimes need a spot to go. And under a car is where you go. Like, your wife is not going to believe you climbing under the Hyundai. She's not going to be like,
I need to do some work, honey.
Sally?
Yai.
What are you crying over?
You guys talking about crying? I see somebody cry, and then I start crying.
Shut up. So just us talking about it, you're sitting in your car crying?
Yeah.
That I means love that.
So Ooh. Much to me.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I've just never seen you at the places that I go to, so it makes sense to me.
Tiak is over here. There's a quick tangent. You are so much... more like your father than you realize.
Okay.
Because you just went accountant on me a second ago. You're like,
you know, it's a little known fact that Denver's one of the most expensive states to live in. But we don't even make the top five in the most expensive.
Like, you're just a, you're a numbers nerd. It's in there. It's in
a little
you.
Bit. Yeah, I think it was just announced. I saw it on like on Instagram. I think Barstool Colorado or something had it. It's the fourth most expensive state to live in. Colorado.
Colorado is?
Mm-hmm. Fourth most. I don't know what one, two, and three
were. What's more expensive, New York, L.A.? Or I mean, New York, California.
Maybe like D.C. I don't know. I just saw that headline.
We made
that
fourth.
We're fourth, yeah. Which is, out of 50, not great.
It is, yeah. It is, yeah. Like, where it's you're from is probably like 49th.
Probably.
Because nobody wants to live in Iowa. Okay.
Or date.
In Iowa. So you're saying...
Sorry, it goes California, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Colorado, Montana.
Oh.
Hawaii
is second.
And Massachusetts. Hawaii makes
Hawaii
sense.
Hawaii and Massachusetts tied for second, and then Colorado and Montana tied for fourth.
Okay.
Montana as expensive?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It is now, because like Yellowstone, like rich people love Montana. Like people are buying super spread out. It's kind of what happened like with Coeur d'Alene, Idaho or whatever. It's like Montana was just like farm country, and now it's like rich people country. It's like, I live out in the state. It's like, it's hard. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
So being very expensive to live, you're saying it would stand to reason it would be very expensive to date here.
Yeah, I would think Denver would, if we're the fourth most expensive state, Denver's obviously the biggest city in Colorado. I would think...
But we didn't make the top five.
No, we didn't, which is surprising.
I would say this. I think it's very expensive to date here. And Aaron has umbrage with that statement. Like,
umbrage is a big word for it. I don't necessarily think so, but I don't think it's...
How is it cheap? Like, if you...
I am a cheap date. I admit that.
Okay.
That's probably where it is.
So if someone were to ask you out...
Yeah.
Do you make them make the plans?
Depends. Sometimes I'll make them. Sometimes we'll do a group thing.
A group thing?
Or not a group thing, but like a tag team. We both.
Do you like to do... Where do you like to go on a date? Because like, I'm so new to this dating thing and I'm really bad at it.
Depends on the time of the year. But like Botanic Gardens, fun to just walk around.
Ooh, that's a good date. I like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and take pictures and stuff. There's great backdrops, and that's
you're just getting to know somebody, and you want to walk around.
Yeah, go on a hike. That's fun.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
A first date. You go hike.
Concert first date.
Hold on. I gotta go back to hike.
Okay.
Hi, Aaron. I'm attracted to you, and you're attracted to me. I'd like you to join me in the wilderness.
Yep.
That doesn't feel like a red flag to you. It's like, I have this spot out by Byers where I've dug several holes about your size. What? How tall are you? Like, what? You don't go on a hike.
You absolutely do.
You've gone on a hike.
Yes.
Because you're on like a trail. There are other people kind of around and stuff,
like,
right?
Matthew Winter's Park. Matthew's Winter Park.
Where's that?
Red Rocks.
Okay. Yeah. So you're just wait. Okay.
What about like walking around the mall?
No.
Okay. I would do a couple laps.
90?
Yeah, no, I do get a pretzel. That'd be a good date.
What are you, 90?
Stop into a couple stores. Right. We're still walking. You can go up and down the stairs. It's kind of like a hike.
Escalator.
Yeah.
I need your wife's number because I need to tell her that she can never leave you. If you came out here amongst the wild, you're a dead man. I'm already a dead man because I don't know how to do this. Since my divorce, I've dated people that I know.
Mm.
Does that sound weird? Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
So you already know what they would kind of like, or at least what their taste level is.
We just know each
stuff.
Other, so I don't have to get to know them.
Right.
I see.
But like, to go on a date with somebody I don't know and to like, hey, I literally know nothing about you. Join me at the flowery place. Like, join me at the Botanic Gardens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like...
And we're going to take pictures?
Well,
I don't know you. I don't want a picture with you yet.
I did not say that part. Yeah, that was T-Hack.
She'll take pictures of me.
What?
Because my fit is fire, bro. Are you serious?
What are you talking about?
No,
that's not a date.
If you don't know somebody, that's even more reason to do something where you can talk to them the whole time to get to know them.
And like, there's like some activity or whatever, so you don't have to worry about if there's going to be anything awkward or if you're going to run out of topics or whatever, because you're doing something.
So I've had a couple of dates set up through your app, and I've just not done them really.
Because, I'm sorry, my app?
Well, they're changing it from Hinge to Herringe. No, it's weird because like they don't want to go. Oh God, how do I? They don't want to go to like a chain.
Oh,
ooh.
Mm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like even if it's like Del Frisco's Grill in Cherry Creek, well, there's more than one Del Frisco, so no. And you're like what? Like
that's
like no. I want to go someplace like
yeah. All the pretzel places in the mall are chains.
They're all chains. No, I need to go to like so. But so you would if somebody said meet me at Applebee's, you'd be like hell yeah.
Yeah, let's go after 9. It's half price apps.
Yeah,
I shouldn't know that off the top of my head, but I do.
The Slacker Show
afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I feel like I have to do this PSA every once in a while for people. That's just what the radio station's for.
This is T-Hack Talk. This is T-Hack talking.
Yeah, but the only PSA that I know that he does is about bikers. So mm-hmm.
Is this about that?
No, it's not. It's
so
a
you have
one.
More than one cause that
yeah.
you're on.
Wow. Yeah, that I champ. Yeah. That I champion.
Yeah. So yeah. If you're
anti-bike.
Okay.
What? Yeah. Which, by the way.
Oh wait, I think I know. Okay.
To my point of the bikes, we were up in the mountains recently. My family up in beautiful Keystone, Dillon, that kind of area. Beautiful trails. Go ride your bike there. It's where. What are you riding on Bellevue for?
Because they're going to work or something, no. Gail.
In their tights.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, where do you work then?
Because you change when you get there.
Yeah, our old GM would do that.
He would ride his bike all the way back down to Steel Street. He lived at one Steel Street where Matsuhisa is in Cherry Creek, and he rode there from here. Now from here to like. I don't know, Hamden-y? You got to be on roads, and somewhere down there, you get on the Cherry Creek Trail.
Yeah.
Sort of that is the Platte or something.
I
you
think
like,
so.
But that's great. That part's great. That's great.
So what is he supposed to do between here and there?
I don't know.
Levitate? Like...
Yeah. Find a different way to ride. I don't know. I think he could probably afford a car. I think he had one, right?
I'm going to give out...
That's not the point.
He wanted to be fit. And then he would change clothes when he got here.
Yeah.
So he had like Stitch Fix mail clothes to him here.
Okay.
And then he would like come in and he'd put on his like linen suit.
So they're all like the folded and so he took them right out of the
No, because it was like, this is, oh my God. There's 20 things that we need to say right now. I've done this on the show before and I just want to say it one more time. Aaron, you may be able to help me. There's other people. I need somebody to dress me.
Mm-hmm.
I want new clothes. So I went on Stitch Fix. And did the thing, and I was like, tell us about your style, tell us about your height, your weight, you're like, what you like, or whatever. Mm. And I clicked, and they started showing me outfits, and it was all the clothes our old boss wore. And I'm like, we're not the same dude. You just suggest the same crap to everybody.
They were bike tights, right. And weird long helmet.
Yes!
No.
I'm like, that's not me. So they only have one type of clothes. I need somebody to dress me for me, but I don't want to wear old guy clothes, but I also don't want to like...
What do you need? I don't even think you need to change.
What do you need to change? What would you do different? Like you're wearing a graphic tee today, and it makes me a little jealous.
Does it
really?
Like
a Coors. Yeah, I think I can wear graphic tees. But
yeah.
I can see from here that thing is way too thick.
It's not.
It's a thick shirt.
No, it's not. It's
not.
Actually really thin.
It seems like something T-Hack would wear.
Oh, no.
Because T-Hack wears these, like, you can basically make a tent way thick.
Yeah, with a double C.
No, this is very thin.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. I want it to like feel like you wash it twice, it's going to go away.
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing.
Okay.
I know that you have a PSA to get to.
None of this was my PSA.
But if it's anything as offensive as the bike thing, maybe you should just keep it to yourself. Because there's a lot of people. Colorado is one of the fittest states.
Mm.
Denver is one of the fittest cities. So there's a lot of people who listen to this show.
Yeah.
And
hold on, real quick, another tangent. We've gotten so many texts that's like, let T-Hack tell his story. And like...
Yeah, this is why I don't let him tell his story.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's going to tell a stupid story.
No, this PSA ties into Denver being very fit and everything.
Okay.
It's the PSA. I wonder if Aaron said she thinks it.
Yeah, I think I know what it is.
Okay. Do you want to guess? Do we let you guess first?
Is it about calling people out for not drinking? Yeah. Because I remember I stepped in and I was like, he doesn't drink. Stop asking.
Thank you. PSA. Hey, Mind your business. Mind your own business. You don't
know. We were out you don't for know drinks.
Me. You don't know me.
We were out for drinks.
You don't know me. I you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what coin might be in my pocket or whatever.
I know, but you're on the Slacker show, which I don't like the name of it, but you know what I'm saying. There is an assumption. No, I'm just saying, when you're on the Slacker show, what do people know me as?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, but I mean, like you, we're looking for somebody to sit in the chair that's right next to you, Aaron. You think we're going to bring in a teetotaling, like, I know we, like, HR-wise, I got to say, sure, but, like, come on. Like, I don't want
to,
like.
Well, yeah, that's a perspective that we don't have here, because I guess to be on the Slacker show, you have to be an alcoholic.
No. That's where we're at right now.
You said
thank
it.
Thank you, Aaron. No. Thank you. And no, thank you for, because you did step in, and thank you for that.
Because I did. As someone who has, like, waves with drinking, I totally understand, because I've been asked that before, too, and it's like, I just don't want to drink. End of story.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not a teetotaler. I'm not. I just don't really want to drink. And it, so that should be good enough of an answer.
We were out for drinks. We were invited to a happy hour, and we were out for drinks.
And there's also food included in happy hour, right?
Right. But he wasn't even ordering food. But here's the thing. Right.
Which, everyone's up my butt about that, too, okay? Just mind your business, everyone. I'm locked in right now.
No,
I'm trying to not eat the fries.
No, you're not.
I literally ate the whole bowl of fries.
God, they were good.
They were so good.
But here's the problem. Like, I think the person who kept asking you to get a drink might have... I don't know how to say this. Like, two of our bosses were also attending this happy hour.
Yes.
They were, yeah.
And I think...
And they had drinks. Very unprofessional.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Is I think that person who kept encouraging you to get a drink was like, dude, you don't have to worry that your boss is here. Like, I think it was from a loving angle and not a peer pressure angle.
Interesting. Because I honestly feel like this has been a change in me personally, because a few years ago I would have just had a drink, because I would it would have been easier, it would have been just to fit in all that stuff.
Just
well,
fit
even
in.
Even the server was like, I even offered him a non-alcoholic, and it's like, obviously that just means he wants water.
Yeah,
that's it.
And the server did great. She's like, we have a great non-alcoculic whatever, and I was like,
the mocktails.
I said,
oh, they have good. Great mocktails.
I said, that's great to know, and she just kind of gave me okay.
Yeah.
And then she dropped it. I was like, okay, well, now you know, and you'll order if you want to or not.
It's just...
But I'm proud of myself, because a few years ago, I would have just given into the peer pressure. But here's the thing. But now I'm not. I'm just like, I don't drink, so I don't drink. I'm not going to drink just because other people are drinking. Like, I'm old enough to not do that. I'm like trying
to
mature.
We're about to travel together. Are you going to drink when we're out at a bar there?
Maybe. I don't know.
What? Depends on the mood.
Are you going to drink, Aaron?
God! But here's the thing with drinking, okay. Right? So if I don't drink, everyone goes, oh, come on, just have one. Come on, come on. So I deal with that. If I get a drink and then they come back for, hey, anyone want another one? No, one's enough for me. Then what does everyone say?
Come on.
Hey, come on. Come on. What? Only one? So it's like, I'm going to deal with it either way. I might as well just do what I want to do. And that's just, I don't really want to drink right now. Can we just leave it at that? That's my PSA. Mind your own business, everyone.
Dude, I don't know what
you're doing. I'm on his side, 100%.
When you say it like that, you're 100% right. There's no, I'm over here trying to, like,
peer
take
pressure?
You down. No, no.
Yeah.
Do you want a drink or not?
I didn't want a drink last night, but I had to.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. I'm really confused by everything. Okay. There's
come
a
on,
new
cuz.
No, there's a new phenomenon called the cousin trip, and I don't understand it. Why? Okay. I have to walk a very fine line here, because my entire family, they all live here.
Please welcome to the show.
Oh, God.
Slacker's entire family.
Like, apparently it's a thing. Like, you become friends with your cousins. I'm not saying I'm not friends with my cousins, but, like, I think it's weird to be friends with your cousins. Am I crazy?
Are you, like, friendly with them, would you say? Like,
sure.
You have their number, and do you ever see them?
We did, like, remember that I did that family reunion thing last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw a bunch of my cousins there, and they're great people.
That's what you do at a family reunion. Yeah. Is see
and
cousins.
That was the last time you saw them.
Yeah, but we're on, like, a group text every once in a while. Like,
was the last time you saw them. Yeah. Was a year ago.
Okay, Aaron. When was the last time you hung out with your cousins, B?
a couple months ago at my sister's funeral.
Oh,
okay. I'm not wrong.
But I'm just saying, like, it feels like those forced friendships, like trying to take a cousin trip. Like, this whole article is like, you can bond with your family. Like, you can all sit around and talk about your weird other cousins or your weird uncles or whatever.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Why would you do that?
Because you guys are the only ones that know how Uncle Whatever truly is. And you can be like, am I crazy? Did you see this?
Going to get in a car and drive to the Black Hills of South Dakota with one of your cousins just so you can talk about Uncle Whatever.
I actually, one of my cousins, we lived in the same neighborhood. So in high school, I would always go to her house and we would play Call of Duty and just like hang out together every day throughout the summer. It was wonderful.
When you were little.
That was high school. It was like, no, I was like 17. I wanted to.
Your mom was just dropping you off so you wouldn't do bad
things. We lived in the same neighborhood. I walked over.
Okay.
I was close. I'm not close with them, but I would see my cousins growing up when we'd go visit the grandparents and stuff. But now one of my cousins, Cam, shout out Cam, he's probably listening, he lives here and it's great. We get to see him all the time. And now we're really close because I'm a little older than him. So when we were younger, he was younger and I was old and stuff. And we
would
hang out.
Would you take a trip with him?
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Yeah. In fact, we talked about going because he
going where? Where are you going to go with your cousin?
I would go to the mountains.
You have to stop viewing it as like a cousin and just be like, that's a good friend.
Exactly. That's what he is. Yeah. Aaron's met him.
Yeah.
Why haven't you met him?
Why haven't I met him?
I don't know.
If he's such a good friend of yours. I'm just like, shout out Cindy, my cousin Cindy. Love her. Is that what we're doing now? Cousin shout outs?
I've got too many. I can't do that.
I've actually learned a lot from my cousin Cam because his mom is my dad's sister, right? So.
But you're going to do the Venn diagram talk, aren't you?
No, it's just that there are aunts and stuff that I'm not as close with. Okay. And it wasn't until I realized he's closer with those aunts because his mom is a sister and they're all sisters. So they would get together. My dad is the brother. So he.
Nobody likes your dad.
No.
No, well, it's just that he didn't care.
Yeah, the sister and the brother don't like get together
the
in the same way that the two sisters.
Turns into cousin bond.
Kind of, yes. And yeah, because
their
the sisters
were raised together.
Exactly. And I was kind of just on the outskirts a little bit. So I'd see them less than they would see each other. But now that I'm older, now I realize it's not my fault. I don't have to feel guilty. It's just because they were a brother. And also, I've learned information from them because he's like, you know how when, you know, grandpa sold the farm and everyone got a bunch of money and stuff. And I'm like, oh, go on. No. Say more. I don't know about that.
So did you not get any of the grandpa money?
No, it went to the parents. My dad is one of eight kids, so it went to them. So it just never, the information never made its way to me as the grandson.
Okay.
So it wasn't my money to get. That's not what I'm saying. I didn't know how much.
It was a lot. It was a lot. Did they tell you how much it was?
Yeah, Cam did.
Okay.
Yeah, they sold a farm. Farms are valuable.
Here's what I'm going to do. I am going to start naming off cousins, and the first one who texts in, I'm going to take a trip with them.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I'm not actually going to do that. Can you do that? Can you even name all your cousins?
No,
I cannot.
You
said your grandpa was the inspiration behind your sluttiness of Denver?
No, that's not what I said.
I think you said your grandpa just kept knocking people up from different.
That's not what I said. I said he's been married three times. But guess what? It's because he outlived all of his wives. No divorces. You little speaking from personal experience.
All right, here's the deal. If you try to make me feel crap about a funeral one more time, you're not coming on my cousin trip.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I got a story. If you get pulled over, just chill out and maybe you'll just get to go. This guy didn't chill out and...
Yikes. Okay. My story, you might want to check how fast your vehicle goes before you get into a chase.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Florida.
Let's go!
Thanks. That one kind of hurt my throat.
Sorry. Okay.
A man in Florida was acting pretty suspicious, so cops decided to approach him.
Okay.
He was like, oh no, gotta make a run for it. So he hops into a Walmart motorized scooter. Because he was like, that has to be faster than me walking.
I don't know that I have the sound of a scooter.
No, that's perfect.
Do you think the Walmart scooters are slower than the average? Yeah, I'm guessing. You're sounding like a rascal.
The scooters go 2 miles per hour.
2 miles per hour?
Yeah.
Well, we've got ourselves a chase, don't we?
Yep. So cops immediately caught up to him. Questioned
without
him.
Without a car, I'm guessing. Yeah, they just sauntered up.
They just, hey, bud, what are you doing?
Had some lunch.
Shot him. Oh, maybe they didn't.
No, they didn't do that. They did notice that he had a few stolen items, though.
Oh, okay.
You know, some jewelry, gaming device.
In the basket of the... sir.
Yeah, you gotta choose your getaway vehicle.
Yeah.
A little more wisely.
I don't know. He was wheelie tired.
Respect on that one. Yeah. Zero respect.
It had been a while. I just felt
yeah,
like it.
No, yeah, I know. It had to be done. But.
You rascal.
I got a story out of Indiana.
Okay.
Let's do the Indiana accent. The cops pulled the dude over. He was driving erratically, blah, blah, blah. All he had to do, they said, keep your hands outside the vehicle. That's all he had to do. They were just going to tell him about his erratic driving. He just kept bringing his hands inside the vehicle, which causes him to call more cops. And the more cops that came, they started looking at his car. There was lots of white powder in his car. There was lots of... So they got him out of the car, at which point... I'll just cut to the chase. He began to pull bags of stuff... out of where the sun does not shine.
Bud.
And try to stomp it out because if it's stomped on the ground, you can't arrest me.
Sir, we saw where it came from.
We're not going to go get it. He pulled grams and grams and lots of...
The old clown trick with the rope and the scarf.
His butt was a clown car. He had crack in his crack. He's going to jail forever at this point. Okay. So get a faster getaway car and don't put cocaine in your butt. These are the morals of the story and all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I feel like I have to do this PSA every once in a while for people. That's what the radio station is for.
This is T-Hack talking.
Yeah, but the only PSA that I know that he does is about bikers. So
Is this about that?
No, it's not. It's
so
a
you have
one.
More than one cause that
yeah,
you're on.
Wow. Yeah, that I champion.
Yeah, so yeah. If you're
anti-bike.
Okay.
What? Yeah. Which, by the way...
Oh, wait, I think I know. Okay.
To my point of the bikes, we were up in the mountains recently, my family, up in beautiful Keystone, Dillon, that kind of area. Beautiful trails! Go ride your bike there! What are you riding on Bellevue for?
Because they're going to work or something, no. Jail!
In their tights?
Yeah!
Okay, all right. Well, where do you work, then?
Because you change when you get there.
Yeah, our old GM would do that.
He would ride his bike all the way back down to Steel Street. He lived at one Steel Street where Matsuhisa is in Cherry Creek, and he rode there from here. Now, from here to, like, I don't know, Hamden-y, you got to be on roads, and somewhere down there, you get on the Cherry Creek Trail.
Yeah.
Sort of that, is it the Platte or something?
I think so.
That's great. That part's great. That's great.
So what is he supposed to do between here and there?
I don't know.
Levitate? Like...
Yeah. Find a different way to
run.
I think he could probably afford a car. I think he had one, right?
I'm going to give out...
That's not the point.
He wanted to be fit. And then he would change clothes when he got here.
Yeah.
So he had, like, Stitch Fix male clothes to him here.
Okay.
And then he would, like, come in and he'd put on his, like, linen suit.
So they're all like the folded and so they took them right out of the
No, because it was like, this is, oh my God, there's 20 things that we need to say right now. I've done this on the show before and I just want to say it one more time. Aaron, you may be able to help me. There's other people. I need somebody to dress me.
Mm-hmm.
I want new clothes. So I went on Stitch Fix. I went like and did the thing and I was like, tell us about your style. Tell us about your height, your weight. You're like, what you like or whatever. Mm. And I clicked and they started showing me outfits and it was all the clothes our old boss wore. And I'm like, we're not the same dude. You just suggest the same crap to everybody.
They were bike tights, right? And weird long helmet.
Yes.
No.
I'm like, that's not me. So they only have one type of clothes. I need somebody to dress me for me, but I don't want to wear old guy clothes, but I also don't want to like...
What do you need? I don't even think you need to change. What do you need to change?
Should what would you do different? Like, you're wearing a graphic tee today and it makes me a little jealous.
Does it
you're
really?
Like a Coors. Yeah, I think I can wear graphic tees. But
yeah.
I can see from here that thing is way too thick.
It's not.
It's a thick shirt.
No, it's not. It's not. Actually really thin.
It seems like something T-Hack would wear.
Oh, no.
Because T-Hack wears these, like, you can basically make a tent way thick.
Yeah, with a double C.
No, this is very thin.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. I want it to like feel like you wash it twice, it's going to go away.
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing.
Okay.
I know that you have a PSA to get to.
None of this was my PSA.
But if it's anything as offensive as the bike thing, maybe you should just keep it to yourself. Because there's a lot of people. Colorado is one of the fittest states.
Mm-hmm.
Denver is one of the fittest cities. So there's a lot of people who listen to this show.
Yeah.
Hold
on real quick. Another tangent. We've gotten so many texts. It's like, let T-Hack tell his story. And like...
Yeah, this is why I don't let him tell his story.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's going to tell a stupid story.
No, this PSA ties into Denver being very fit and everything.
Okay.
It's the PSA. I wonder if Aaron said she thinks it.
Yeah, I think I know what it is.
Okay. Do you want to guess? Do we let you guess first?
Is it about calling people out for not drinking? Yeah. Because I remember I stepped in and I was like, he doesn't drink. Stop asking.
Thank you. PSA. Hey. Mind your business. Mind your own business.
We were out for drinks.
You don't know me.
We were out for drinks.
You don't know me.
You don't know what I've been through.
You don't know what coin might be in my pocket
dude,
or whatever.
I know, but you're on the Slacker Show, which I don't like the name of it, but you know what I'm saying. There is an assumption.
No,
I'm just saying, when you're on the Slacker Show, what do people know me as?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, but I mean, like you, We're looking for somebody to sit in the chair that's right next to you, Aaron. You think we're going to bring in a teetotaling, like, I know we, like, HR-wise, I got to say, sure, but, like, come on. Like, I don't want
to,
like.
Well, that's a perspective that we don't have here, because I guess to be on the Slacker show, you have to be an alcoholic.
No. That's where we're at right now.
You said
thank
it.
Thank you, Aaron. No, thank you, because you did step in, and thank you for that.
Because I did. As someone who has, like, waves with drinking, I totally understand, because I've been asked that before, too, and it's like, I just don't want to drink. End of story.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not a teetotaler. I just don't really want to drink. And it's, so that should be good enough of an answer.
We were out for drinks. We were invited to a happy hour, and we were out for drinks.
And there's also food included in happy hour, right?
Right. But he wasn't even ordering food. But here's the thing. Right.
Which, everyone's up my butt about that too, okay? Just mind your business, everyone. I'm locked in right now.
No,
trying to not eat the fries.
No, you're not.
I literally ate the whole bowl of fries.
God, they were good.
They were so good.
But here's the problem. Like, I think the person who kept asking you to get a drink might have... I don't know how to say this. Like, two of our bosses were also attending this happy hour.
Yes.
They were, yeah.
And I think...
And they had drinks. Very unprofessional.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Is I think that person who kept encouraging you to get a drink was like, dude, you don't have to worry that your boss is here. Like, I think it was from a loving angle and not a peer pressure angle.
Interesting, because I honestly feel like this has been a change in me personally. Because a few years ago, I would have just had a drink because it would have been easier. It would have been just to fit in all that stuff.
Just fit
in. Even the server was like, I even offered him a non-alcoholic, and it's like, obviously that just means he wants water.
Yeah,
that's it.
And the server did great. She's like, we have a great non-alcoholic, whatever. And I was like,
the mocktails.
I said,
they have good. Great mocktails.
Yeah. I said, that's great to know. And she just kind of gave me okay.
Yeah.
And then she dropped it. I was like, okay, well, now you know, and you'll order if you want to or not.
It's just...
But I'm proud of myself because a few years ago, I would have just given into the peer pressure. But here's the thing. But now I'm not. I'm just like, I don't drink, so I don't drink. I'm not going to drink just because other people are drinking. Like, I'm old enough to not do that. I'm like trying
to
mature.
We're about to travel together. Are you going to drink when we're out at a bar there?
Maybe. I don't know.
What? Depends on the mood.
Oh. Are you going to drink, Aaron?
God! But here's the thing with drinking, okay. Right? So if I don't drink, everyone goes, oh, come on, just have one. Come on, come on. So I deal with that. If I get a drink and then they come back for, hey, anyone want another one? No, one's enough for me. Then what does everyone say?
Come on.
Hey, come on. Come on. What? Only one. So it's like, I'm going to deal with it either way. I might as well just do what I want to do. And that's just, I don't really want to drink right now. Can we just leave it at that? That's my PSA. Mind your own business, everyone.
Dude, I don't know what
I'm on his side. I'm on his side 100%.
When you say it like that, you're 100% too. Right. There's no, I'm over here trying to like
peer
take
pressure?
You down. No, not, no.
Yeah.
Do you want to drink or not?
I didn't want to drink last night, but I had to.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
5-9. I'm really confused by everything. Okay. There's
come
a new
on, cuz.
No, there's a new phenomenon called the cousin trip, and I don't understand it. Why? Okay. I have to walk a very fine line here because my entire family, they all live here.
And please welcome to the show.
Oh, God.
Slacker's entire family.
Like, apparently it's a thing. Like, you become friends with your cousins. I'm not saying I'm not friends with my cousins, but like, I think it's weird to be friends with your cousins. Am I crazy?
Are you friendly with them? Would you say? Like,
sure.
You have their number and do you ever see them?
We did, like, remember that I did that family reunion thing last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw a bunch of my cousins there. And they're great people.
That's what you do at a family reunion is see cousins.
And that was the last time you saw them.
Yeah, but we're on like a group text every once in a while.
Was the last time you saw them. Yeah. It was a year ago.
Okay, Aaron. When was the last time you hung out with your cousins, B?
A couple months ago.
Liar.
At my sister's funeral.
Oh!
Okay.
Oh, I'm not wrong.
But I'm just saying, like, it feels like those forced friendships, like trying to take a cousin trip. Like, this whole article is like, you can bond with your family. Like, you can all sit around and talk about your weird other cousins or your weird uncles or
whatever. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Why would you do that?
Because you guys are the only ones that know how Uncle whatever truly is. And you can be like, am I crazy? Did you see this?
What so you're going to get in a car and drive to the Black Hills of South Dakota with one of your cousins just so you can talk about Uncle yeah. whatever.
I actually, one of my cousins, we lived in the same neighborhood. So in high school, I would always go to her house and we would play Call of Duty and just like hang out together every day throughout the summer. It was wonderful.
When you were little.
That was high school. It was like, no, I was like 17. I wanted to.
Your mom was just dropping you off so you wouldn't do bad
things. We lived in the same neighborhood. I walked over.
Okay.
I was close. I'm not close with them, but I would see my cousins growing up when we'd go visit the grandparents and stuff. But now one of my cousins, Cam, shout out Cam, he's probably listening, he lives here and it's great. We get to see him all the time. And now we're really close because I'm a little older than him. So when we were younger, he was younger and I was old and stuff. And we
would
hang
take
out,
a trip with him.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Yeah. In fact, we talked about going because he
going where? Where are you going to go with your cousin?
I would go to the mountains.
You have to stop viewing it as like a cousin and just be like, that's a good friend.
Exactly. That's what he is. Yeah. Aaron's met him.
Yeah.
Why haven't
wonderful.
You met him?
Why haven't I met him?
I don't know.
If he's such a good friend of yours. I'm just like, shout out Cindy, my cousin Cindy. Love her. Is that what we're doing now? Cousin shout outs?
I've got too many. I can't do that.
I've actually learned a lot from my cousin Cam because his mom is my dad's sister, right? So
You're going to do the Venn diagram talk, aren't you?
No, it's just that there are aunts and stuff that I'm not as close with. Okay. And it wasn't until I realized he's closer with those aunts because his mom is a sister and they're all sisters. So they would get together. My dad is the brother. So he.
Nobody likes your dad.
No.
No, well, it's just that he didn't the
sisters,
care.
Yeah, the sister and the brother don't like get
so
together in the same way that the two sisters.
Turns into cousin bond.
Kind
because
of, yes. And yeah, because
their
the
kids
sisters
were raised together.
Exactly. And I was kind of just on the outskirts a little bit. So I'd see them less than they would see each other. But now that I'm older, now I realize it's not my fault. I don't have to feel guilty. It's just because they were a brother. And also, I've learned information from them because he's like, you know how when, you know, grandpa sold the farm and everyone got a bunch of money and stuff. And I'm like, oh, go on. No.
Say
more. I don't know about that.
So did you not get any of the grandpa money?
No, it went to the parents. My dad is one of eight kids, so it went to them. So it just never, the information never made its way to me as the grandson.
Okay.
So it wasn't my money to get. That's not what I'm saying. I didn't know how much.
It was a lot. Did they tell you how much it was?
Yeah, Cam did.
Okay.
Yeah, they sold a farm. Farms are valuable.
Here's what I'm going to do. I am going to start naming off cousins, and the first one who texts in, I'm going to take a trip home.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I'm not actually going to do that. Can you do that? Can you even name all your cousins?
No,
you
I cannot.
You said your grandpa was the inspiration behind your sluttiness of Denver?
No, that's not what I said.
I think that's... You said your grandpa just kept knocking people up from different...
That's not what I said. I said he's been married three times. But guess what? It's because he outlived all of his wives. No divorces. You little speaking from... Personal experience.
All right, here's the deal. If you try to make me feel crap about a funeral one more time, you're not coming on my cousin trip.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I got a story. If you get pulled over, just chill out and maybe you'll just get to go. This guy didn't chill out and...
Yikes. Okay. My story, you might want to check how fast your vehicle goes before you get into a chase.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Florida!
Let's go!
Thanks, that one kind of hurt my throat.
Sorry. Okay.
A man in Florida was acting pretty suspicious, so cops decided to approach him.
Okay.
He was like, oh no, gotta make a run for it. So he hops into a Walmart motorized scooter, because he was like, that has to be faster than me walking.
I don't know that I have the sound of a scooter.
No, that's perfect.
Do you think the Walmart scooters are slower than the average? Yeah, I'm guessing. You're talking like a rascal.
The scooters go 2 miles per hour.
2 miles per hour?
Yeah.
Well, we've got ourselves a chase, don't we?
Yep. So cops immediately caught up to him. Questioned
without
him.
Without a car, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
they just sauntered up.
Hey, bud, what are you doing?
Had some lunch. got
shot him.
Oh, maybe God, no, they didn't do that. They did notice that he had a few stolen items, though.
Oh, okay.
You know, some jewelry, gaming device.
In the basket of the... sir.
Yeah, you gotta choose your getaway vehicle.
Yeah.
A little more wisely.
I don't know. He was wheelie tired.
No respect on that one. Zero respect.
It had been a while. I just felt
yeah,
like
yeah, no,
it,
yeah. It had to be done. But.
You rascal.
I got a story out of Indiana.
Okay.
Let's do the Indiana accent. The cops pulled the dude over. He was driving erratically, blah, blah, blah. All he had to do, they said, keep your hands outside the vehicle. That's all he had to do. They were just going to tell him about his erratic driving. He just kept bringing his hands inside the vehicle, which caused him to call more cops. And the more cops that came, they started looking at his car. There was lots of white powder in his car. There was lots of... So they got him out of the car, at which point... I'll just cut to the chase. He began to pull bags of stuff out of where the sun does not shine and try to stomp it out because if it's stomped on the ground, you can't arrest me.
Sir, we saw where it came from.
We're not going to go get it. He pulled grams and grams and lots of...
The old clown trick with the rope and the scarf.
His butt was a clown car. He had crack in his crack. He's going to jail forever at this point. Okay. So get a faster getaway car and don't put cocaine in your butt. These are the morals of the story and all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.